Under federal law, states that don't lower the legal blood alcohol standard for drivers to 0.08 will start losing millions of dollars in federal highway aid. Wisconsin's blood alcohol limit for most drivers is 0.10. Speaking in Milwaukee, Federal Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta said a number of states have already passed laws to go to 0.08.
So to the extent that safety experts, I think the law enforcement community, many others have been advocating for the lower limits of 0.08, of course, we see that as a life-saving direction because alcohol is probably the largest factor in terms of accidents.
Mineta says the federal government won't force states to go to 0.08, but he says his agency will enforce the sanctions beginning next year, or Congress and the Government Accounting Office would come down on the DOT. Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum backs 0.08, but didn't put the item in his budget repair bill because he says he wanted to mostly exclude policy items from that document. McCallum says he is not trying to buy more time for the brewing and tavern industries.
Well, again, the deadline is September of 2003, and I have asked some time back to start working to develop a consensus so that we can move it through the legislature quickly next year.
2 years ago, at an event at Miller Brewing headquarters, McCallum's then boss, Tommy Thompson, refused to endorse 0.08. Thompson said he wanted to crack down first on repeat drunk drivers. A Milwaukee newspaper says Thompson's brother, Ed, is the only gubernatorial candidate who's promising to fight 0.08. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.